This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid grand touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love him, and he's one of those like five guys that I would, not the great burger and fries people, but five people that I would love to meet. And one of those is Shaq, just because the photo would be ridiculous. And
he wouldn't be in it.
He's now got a line of sofas.
Yeah, he's got like big recliners, man.
He's got eyeglasses, yet he wears none. He's got all the same thing with who's the other guy? Somebody else is the same way. They don't wear glasses, but they have a line of glasses.
I think he wears them a little bit now, but only because, you know, the business. I guess we would not earn it.
I would have shaved my face years ago if not for the business. I did it for the business.
Did you ever shave your ass and walk backwards?
Yeah, you talked to me for like 30 minutes before you realized.
I had to put a snake around your neck, dog blade.
Okay.
Numerous others.
I promise you, I'll look you in the ear holes right now and tell you, I am not one that tries to oversell, because I've been the victim of overselling, where people say, this is going to be, get used to this lifestyle. You're
I was there, saw that one.
I've been victimized by overselling before. Yeah.
I was like, notice I didn't get that.
I'm
they didn't
not
say
doing
that to me.
An impression of Mark either when I do that, but that's just like the way this, like... Hey, do you like this right here? Do you like that? And not sexual either. We're at a very like exclusive place with like a lot of nice things around. You like this? Get used to this lifestyle.
Okay. Oh, okay.
This person said that to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't look at me and say it.
But you were sitting there, too. But I know what you mean. That person will look, it'll be talking to four people and look one person in the eye the whole time. And it's like, dude, I'm here. What's up?
I'm glad I wore my station shirt here and nobody else did. You did. I thank you for it.
Yes. So I don't oversell because I know that sucks. But this one is so wild. And we said yesterday that this guy is going to confess something to someone that he actually did it and it wasn't the dog.
Jesus.
Because the dog got blamed for it. And he's going to call that person to make this confession. And I'm telling you, I think about this, and it's hard to because I know. But if I'm listening to this, I would lose my mind when I heard this. Like, I don't want to over-tease, and many of you have had guesses. But trust me, like, you do not know the half of it.
No, I mean, there are some texts coming in that, people think that, you know, he slept with somebody's wife.
That ain't it. It was the dog.
Oh, okay. Lord.
So y'all are gross thinking people. Like, not even close. He blames it on the dog. It wasn't his dog. That's the part that got me. But what the hell does that even mean? Let's just bring him on. We got to protect the anonymity. So, anonymous number one. You there, buddy?
I'm here, man.
Okay.
Thanks for having me. I'm sweating bullets right now.
I know. We're sitting there doing a whole little bit on the Eric Church song, and you're probably like, good God, y'all. But let's set the scene here. You had a rough time, and... I don't want to say too much about your past, but you were cheated on in the relationship. Here was it your wife? She kicked you out, and you had nowhere to go. And
yeah,
she cheated
man.
On you.
It was brutal. I mean, I was blindsided, you know. I had nowhere to go, and this amazing couple, my good friend and his wife, took me in, and they let me stay in their home, no rent, nothing like that. And I was just, I was a mess, and they were just good, you know, salt of the earth people.
God, you can't turn it down, too, because rent's not cheap. But how long were you there?
It was about 4 months. And I had to save up over, $5,000 just to get an apartment of my own. Good. And then, you know, there was first month, last month, security deposit. It took time.
The security deposit's like 2 months, right?
Well, it's such a scam, too.
I mean, so.
But they wouldn't take a dime from me. They treated me like family, though.
But, okay. Where does the dog come in on all this? Because, again, we told you and you heard what Fatboy said there. Like, many people have been guessing. A lot of it's very raunchy guesses and very wrong. But it is. Like, I was saying, if I heard this and was listening to this, I think this is incredible. So where does the dog come in?
Yeah. So this is where it gets bad. And listen, before I say anything else, I just want to say I hate this. I hate this so much, but I got to get it off my chest.
All right, let's do it. People are freaking out. They got to be at work at 7:30. They want to make sure they can find this out. So,
all right, I'm sorry.
No, you good.
So back in November, my buddy had a birthday party, okay? Yeah. Big one. He turned 44, 46, not 45, though. We kept messing with him about that.
Oh, you pranksters. All right, go ahead.
So we're drinking, you know, playing games, having a blast, like Cards Against Humanity, all that stuff. And then I was drinking Crown Royal Blackberry. So smooth, man. I mean, wow. Dangerous stuff.
Dude, I've had that. And, I got that as a Christmas present. You are absolutely right with that stuff. You don't even need to mix it with nothing.
It's for real. And I got hammered, passed out cold on their couch.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah. And so I wake up in the middle of the night, got to take a leak, and but I'm still wasted, and I'm just completely disoriented because I'm not in my room, right?
Right.
And I don't know where the bathroom is, so I just go.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I peed. Right on their carpet.
Oh, my God.
No. Wait a minute. You drunkenly pissed on their floor?
I did. And I was still so out of it, I just went back to bed in the guest room like nothing had happened.
So,
Jesus. Yeah, my uncle's done that before.
So they're like, really? Hey, who peed? And you're like, dude, it was the dog. You blame their dog.
Yes. And this is the worst part, actually. This is the worst part. It wasn't just any spot on a floor, okay? It was right where they had their wedding photo album sitting.
I peed all over it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You peed on their pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And next morning, I wake up to the wife screaming. I mean, she's furious. The husband is mad, too. And But she's on another level. And I don't know. I guess the coward that I am, I just let them believe it was their dog, Tyrus is his name.
Oh, that's a cool play named after Ty Cobb. What kind of dog?
Some kind of like lab mix, I think.
Well, rest in peace, Tyrus, because we all know where this is going.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. Maybe.
So, after that, they started keeping the poor guy in the garage during the day. And before anyone freaks out, yes. It had AC and heat, so.
Okay. But so you didn't tell them the dog. They assumed the dog did it, but you rolled with it. So, like, every night you went home back to their place and you're thinking, like, tonight is the night I got to confess because they don't trust this dog. And the dog was a newer dog, right? It wasn't like.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's probably believable. But you never told them.
Yeah, exactly. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I mean, when I finally moved out a week before Thanksgiving, I didn't even have the full money saved. I just felt so guilty. So I told them I had enough, and I crashed with my buddy Bobby instead.
Ah, shout out to Bobby, holding it down for all the heartbroken men out there in the upstate.
Yeah, so Bobby's a real one, but here's where it gets even worse. I mean, so I finally moved into my apartment in, like, February, and I kept in touch with my friends. I sent, you know, gifts over the holidays, but I didn't go see them in person. I was just, I was still too ashamed.
I mean, like, you eventually saw them, though, right?
Yeah. So, like, 3 weeks ago, I finally went over there for dinner. First time back in their house. And while we were catching up, I noticed something.
Oh, Paige.
Tyrus, the dog, was gone.
Oh,
no. Lord.
Oh, what'd you do?
No.
So I asked them, I say, you know, hey, what happened to Tyrus? And they both just burst out laughing, but not normal laughing, like this weird knowing laughter. And I don't know. And they said, you of all people know why we got rid of Tyrus.
Oh my God. Like they.
Yeah. So ever since that moment, I've just been crushed. I feel awful. That poor dog got rehomed for something I did.
Rehomed. You're showing your age now. What are you, like 24, 25, 26, 27, 28?
Because of one little accident.
He said yes to all those. But like.
On the wedding album.
Well, but they got rid of the dog because it pissed their wedding album. But it was not the dog. It was you that did that. So now you are ready to come clean about this.
Yeah, I have to. It's just eating me alive, you know.
Dude, this is going to be brutal.
It is. And Paige
is. It really is.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but Paige is, like, so pissed off at you right now.
I'm not mad at you. I have two dogs, so I've seen everything that dogs could do.
Have you ever pissed on your own wedding albums and blamed your own dogs?
Never.
Okay.
Would I ever?
You told me you did once.
But. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
She did it on purpose that time.
I don't keep my wedding albums on the floor. They're up.
She was on her back, too, just to test her
hand. That's a good point. I was thinking, like, why would they keep them on the floor, but then he doesn't really know where he was whizzing, because
so you probably.
I've seen that happen before. The person wasn't asleep, but they stood up to go to the bathroom and just went in the hallway.
If my dog.
It was his own house, so I couldn't say anything.
My uncle did it to my computer when I was 18. He peed on the keyboard.
If one of my female dogs could pee in the closet, I'd be amazed. Yeah.
Yes.
She'd be like, you know.
Okay. Anonymous number one. Hold on. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to call your friend who we're going to call anonymous number two. Wait, sounds like a prank you play on somebody on April Fool's Day.
Hey, take one of those.
There's an anonymous number two in here. Does anybody want to claim it?
No.
You flush?
Yeah.
He's going to tell him the truth. And,
the truth?
You know what? I owed you one for the 15 you've done today. Folks, don't go anywhere. This is going to be something else to hear. We will go to break and come back. More Truth and Consequences right after this. Good morning, everybody. All right. If you missed the first part of this, Truth and Consequences, and we can't use the names.
Mm-mm.
Anonymous number one is about to confess that he's going to confess something that could either get him forgiven or, like, absolutely destroyed. So he let his friends, who had given him a place to live free for, like, 3 or 4 months, didn't have to pay him a dime. He let them believe that their dog, who has an awesome name by the name of Tyrus, which I think of the great Tyrus Raymond Cobb.
Oh, yeah.
From Cobb County, Georgia.
Or O'Neill. That's Titus. God dang it.
That's Titus, yes.
I was thinking Cal. No. Shut up. Shut up, fat boy.
You thought it was short for Toys R Us?
Now I was getting freaking Punky's on a Roll and Snoop Dogg mixed up.
I think you just had a stroke. Anyway, they let Tyrus, the little dog,
Tyrus.
He let them believe their dog was responsible for something that he actually did. And that actually was he peed on their wedding album because he was drunk and he slept on the couch and didn't know he was not in his room and all this. So, anonymous number one, you ready to do this, sir? You sure you want to do this, I suppose?
Yeah, man. Matt, man, if I had a dollar for every time I've heard you ask that on the radio the past 15 years, I'd be a rich man.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
But hell yes, let me get down on humble knees, take a deep breath, and let's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid grand touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers and select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
Do this.
Let's do this.
Okay. All right. Fat Boy's going to get anonymous number two on the phone.
Wow, that sounds like...
Well, I didn't realize till somebody put it out on the text line here that... The guy who actually is the one who peed on the wedding album and blamed it on the dog, or got blamed on the dog, he didn't tell him otherwise, he's anonymous number one. And technically that's what got us in this position to start with, was an anonymous number one.
Leave a mess.
Oh, no. Oh, okay, we're going to voicemail. Good. Hold on, anonymous number one. We are going to voicemail. You imagine all this big buildup and then nothing
already.
I'll drive over there with my cellular device, sir, and knock on his door and get this done. I'm wanting to hear what happens with this. Several text messages right now of... Oh, no, that's not a good sign, Paige.
It is not. It's making me nervous.
The closest thing I can read on here that is radio-friendly, and even Rise Guy's radio-friendly, is that one time someone... I got to clean this up a little bit. Oh, okay, I'll tell you that later. Here we go. When he answers, you're on the phone with him.
Yeah, hello? Hello?
Hey, man. Good morning.
Hello? Wait, oh, is that Drew? Is that you?
Oh, God, hello? Cover's blown.
bleep that, man.
How you doing? What's going on?
Hey,
hang on, Drew. Who are you talking to? Is this some kind of, what, you're doing April Fool's on me? What's going on, man?
Look, man, I'm just nervous, okay? I gotta tell you something.
Oh, hell, wait, you okay? Well, you can tell me, you need bail money. You sound like you need some bail money. You okay? What's going on?
No, no, nothing like that. I just, I need to tell you something, and I hope you'll tell Jennifer too, but I am sorry, guys.
Hang on, dude. What's going on? Now you sound... Well, seriously, stop acting weird. What's going on? You okay? Yep. Wait a minute. Are you on something right now?
All right, okay. Good morning, Martin.
I gotta
clear this up real quick. You're actually on the Rise Guys Morning Show right now. The Rise Guys.
I'm on the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We're on the radio right now. That is.
The hell I am.
What? Yeah, you are.
And so don't hang up yet. So Drew or Anonymous Number One, you said his name, and he didn't want to have names said. But I was thinking, how was that
going
to come up?
I don't know what's going on.
Please don't cuss. But you are on live radio, and you will have to pay a lot of money if you get fined.
I wasn't about to, but go
I know,
ahead.
But listen. So he's got something to tell you, and we're hoping he would have done that, but, you know, we can do that for you.
No.
If you would.
No, I'll say it.
I'm getting worried here. What is going on? I'm sorry.
Go with it fast, Anonymous One.
I was the one who peed on your wedding album. It wasn't Tyrus. It was me. I was drunk. I'm so sorry.
Martin, you there?
I think we killed him.
Martin.
Oh, no.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no, we killed him.
He fainted.
Who's Martin? Martin laughing?
Oh, God, excuse me. Wait a minute now.
I can't tell if this is insane laughter or happy laughter.
I just don't come after
him. Oh, wait a minute. This is that, what is this, a confession you're making? I got to tell you something, man. Yeah, Tyrus is gone, but it's not like we sent her to a shelter or something. He said my sister took him in. No, I'm sure we told you. We told you that at dinner. I know. What are you doing? April Fool's again, right? Tyrus is fine.
It is April Fool's, but this is not April Fool's.
Yeah, you absolutely did not tell me that.
No, I thought we... Wait a minute. You...
Don't cuss, please.
You thought we just dumped him somewhere, or even worse?
Well, come on. Yeah, I thought y'all got rid of him for good because of that night.
Oh, come on. Now... You really thought we'd do that to a dog? Come on, just because you he peed on something? You think we like that? We wouldn't do that.
This is the silliest, craziest thing I've ever heard. But why did you get rid of Tyrus the dog then? Because he thought it's because he peed on their dog. Yeah.
Well, Jennifer, my wife, she kept just breaking out all over the place every time she played with him. Oh. I mean, we didn't know we got him, but she was like allergic.
Oh.
I don't know, maybe she had got eczema or something, but from it, I don't know if that's what you get, but
God, you can catch eczema from dogs.
Oh my God. No. So it wasn't because of the wedding album?
No. but you're going to love this, believe it or not. She called a photographer. We got the entire thing reprinted in the exact same type of photo album and everything.
Okay.
Oh, dude.
I was thinking
that. Let me pay for that. How much was it?
That was right around $1,300.
God bless.
Oh, hell. I might need some flex pay on that, but I'll do it.
Klarna.
Okay, wait a minute. But also, you're broke too, huh? Oh God, this is getting better and better.
Okay, this has been absolute. This you don't understand, and I don't know. Anonymous number one, I won't say your name, but because I know you don't want to be known as the guy who peed on people's wedding albums, but like Martin,
his name is Drew.
Dang it, man!
I know he's saying.
But like, the way we've positioned this, Martin, is that like your dog, he did something at your house and that he blamed it on the dog, and people have been guessing the most insane things, like
vile stuff,
like vile things about the dog, and maybe involved your wife with eczema.
There's other things I could have blamed him for, believe me.
God bless America. All right. Martin, you are fun.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Well,
I appreciate that.
I wasn't expecting this, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for taking that call. And Drew, number one. Are you?
Hey, listen, let me just tell you this, though. I got to start listening to y'all.
Thank you, sir.
I got 7 or 8 texts from people already saying they just heard me on the radio.
Hell yeah. See, that's the payoff for us,
Martin. I'm really popular. Hey, you guys are popular, too.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Martin. You have a good morning, sir.
Okay. Yeah,
all right.
Sure. Bye.
All right, you too.
He's a little too giggly for me.
You know, that pause there. Oh, screw you. I didn't oversell that. I didn't know what the total ending would be, but I love that.
Yeah. He was good.
Anonymous, you still there? Even though we all know your name, but you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. How you feel? I mean, you got to be feeling a little bit better now?
A little, yeah. That was just nerve-wracking as hell, man.
Yeah.
Debbie, at least you didn't kill a dog, so.
Thank God.
True.
You need to apologize to the dog.
Well, the dog gave his wife eczema, according to him. Let me ask you this also, Drew. I'm being nosy now. What's the age difference between Martin and I just said your name. I'm sorry. Number one, Drew. How old is, what's the age difference?
He's about 20 years older.
Okay. I was wondering. I was like, there's a little age gap here. But all right. Well, you know what? It turned out all right. And Tyra's got a new home. And people who have a puppy were like, we don't know what to name it. Now you got a name because that's a fun name. And, oh, dude, that's what somebody texted in. There used to be a wrestler, and now his name's Tyrus. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, it was
Funkzilla.
Yeah, Funky's on a roll.
Yeah. All right.
Somebody call his mama.
Anonymous number one, thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. All right. I appreciate your help.
All right, you have a good morning.
Thank you,
man. Lord. Gosh, I'm so glad people that call our show can't read the texts that come in, the ones that we don't choose to read because of their vile nature. And now... You know, for instance, with the anonymous guy there, you know, people are surprised he was ever married to a woman, even they're saying. It's so judgmental.
Even when he found out that he peed on it, he wasn't mad about the $1,300. He was out. That's where I would have lost it.
She said that he went and... No, he... Martin said that... text. Was that Martin Lawrence, guys? Yeah. It sounded just like it, didn't it?
Brodus Clay. That's who it was.
Who was? That's who that was?
Yeah, the wrestler.
Oh, the Tyrus thing. Okay. Yeah, he's a political correspondent now.
Yeah. $1,300 is a lot of money.
Yeah, but like, the wedding album is like the big 8x10s and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, people are going to thumb through it when they come over. You know, you can flex on them that
okay,
way.
Okay, so that's probably where that came from. They were playing Cards Against Humanity and drinking and smoking reefers and doing lines and stuff. And they're like, oh, we got to look at the wedding pictures.
You know, doing some blow.
Next thing you know.
Banging some H.
Number one, Drew's whizzing all over him. All right.
Which was odd, you know, just coincidental aim.
Wow.
Bad aim.
Wow.
As far as they pee on tires.
Here's what I'll say to you. Have you ever kept a secret for a bunch of years? And, of course, in this case, it was only a few months. And then you found out, like, the truth wasn't what you thought at all? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was that? You thought, oh, my God, this is going to be this big thing, and then it turned out to be, like, absolutely nothing? Like, I know one big time with me.
Like, you were the patsy in it? Like you?
No, I thought something was really, really bad. And I've had some really, 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 really bad moments. But in this case, it turned out not to be bad. And I was glad. I'll tell you real quick. I put a dent in my mama's car when I was younger.
Would you sit on the hood?
No, I freaked out because it was on the other side. My daddy never rode with her when she drove because she drove like hell. In his opinion, I wasn't old enough to know. Anyway, I skateboard kneed right into the bumper of her car, which is a Ford Taurus. I was freaking out. I kept trying to stand in front of the car so she wouldn't see it, blah, 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 blah. Then my daddy said, Matthew, if you take a hair dryer to the other side of the bumper and it melted, not melted, but heated up, we can push the dent out. And we did.
God, look at that. Caballero would have missed it.
I know. So... Thank you once again, Daddy in Heaven. Oh. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get you phone calls. Do you do anything like that? 1-800-774-0093. And believe it or not, Texter, only one Red Bull today, so kiss my ass. Good morning, everybody.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
True. True,
man,
buddy.
Listen, I'm going to read you a handful of texts before we get to some of these calls, especially you, anonymous. Actually, the only anonymous on hold. Everyone else is going by their real name. You
brave souls
trying to hide some. Okay. Oh, shoot. Screen's going real fast. I'll get back to that in a moment. Let's go to the call. No, here we go. Sorry. My wife still doesn't know that I was the one who accidentally burned a hole in our carpet 15 years ago.
Jesus.
I blamed it on her sister's kid, and she never even questioned it. I need to tell Justin 15 years later that I'm sorry. Can I do it on your show? Yes. Actually, yes. That would, because I think, let's see, my sister, oh, I don't know if Justin's.
We would love that.
If Justin's the kid, then yes. Because that would be great if you had to call a teenager and apologize. You got to be in trouble with your kid. Batman, that's hilarious. I spent 10 years thinking I got away with denting my daddy's truck. I just found out over Christmas he knew the whole time and was waiting to see if I'd ever admit it. I never did. He told me at Christmas dinner and just shook his head at me in disappointment. That sucks.
You got to live with it at a certain point.
Travis and Gaffney. All right, let's go to Anonymous before he or she gets aggravated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so what'd you lie about or go along with?
Well, I as far as I know, I never got caught, but we used to, you know, go drinking it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid grand touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers and select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
We had our friend's house back in high school, right. And I had a really long driveway. My house was set way far back from the road. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was slick to come up the driveway with no lights. But doing it drunk one night, I smashed right into the rear end of my stepmom's minivan.
Oh, my God.
And,
and I think it just kind of popped back out because nobody said anything. And it wasn't that obvious, but I know they heard it.
That's the time when, like, normally, like, I miss the big body cars that were made of steel and, you know, actually were made of real metal and stuff. But those are the times, like, when I did in my mama's Taurus that I was glad they made plastic bumpers.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like Saturn versus, you know, standard Chrysler minivan.
Right, right.
Oh, my God.
Wait, they were there when it happened, when you smashed into it?
Well, it was like 3 a.m. Everybody was asleep.
Oh, okay.
You got lucky on
that.
Yeah,
no crap.
Yes. I think so. That's why I'm anonymous. I don't know if my dad listens to your show.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tanya, I said your name. No, that's not her name. All right. I hope it wasn't anyway. Can you imagine if I guessed the real name? All right. Thank you, Anonymous. Have a good morning.
Thanks.
Feeling dad might not be with us.
My best friend. Oh, listen to this.
I'm just based on that smoker's voice.
It doesn't say not to say the name. Cody in Spartanburg. He actually put where he's from. My best friend thought his PlayStation got stolen in college. I actually sold it to buy concert tickets. Felt bad. Bought him a new one a year later. And he thought I was the greatest person ever. He still doesn't know.
My goodness.
So he thought, oh, dude. Okay, so he stole it to buy tickets. Cody Spartanburg, right back in to say what the concert was. I want to, that would be funny in itself. It's like Monster Magnet.
Was it worth
like
it?
Not for Cody.
I felt bad and bought him a new one, and he thought I was the best friend. Oh, man. So you took the glory of it and everything.
I imagine so when he sold it the first time, he probably didn't get enough for tickets. So you still had to come out a little bit more money?
Yeah, but tickets didn't cost $100 then.
That's true, too.
I don't know how old he was, but at PlayStation in college, I mean, that had to be 90s, right?
And they were actual tickets?
Probably actual tickets, not just looking at your phone. I said, I know, like, I'm...
ton of fees.
I aggravate people who buy digital cards. I guess they're NFTs or whatever, and it's just on their phone.
Nifties, we love the nifties.
Fat boy bought an accidental digital card off eBay one time.
Yeah, dude.
He thought he got a great deal on auto patch, and it was just
somebody messed up.
And
digital worthless.
But that's what tickets are now. Like when I go up to see, I'm not rubbing in. I'm excited. Tyler Childers. I'll just show them my phone, and they will scan my phone like we're in the future.
And you got no stub to put on your cork board, man.
No, I know. And my cork board's getting.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, court board.
Ronald McDonald on your court board.
I know,
that's right,
man.
Court board.
I accidentally let my cousin's cat out years ago. I thought he got lost and was gone forever. Found out later he actually ended up living at the neighbor's house and they had no idea. I know somebody that happened to, too. They took a cat in to, or it was a dog. I'm the one who abducted the cat. They took a dog in. They thought it was a stray and found out, like, it wasn't years, but maybe like 6-8 months later, it was the next door neighbor's dog.
Oh, my God.
Who just didn't ever go out much.
Didn't
and they
bother
didn't
looking or checking.
I reckon not. That's why you got to tag them up.
You just never think that would happen, right? So you don't think to look.
Yeah.
I put a note out looking for my cat, and people were calling me, and they're like, I don't have your cat, but I'll get you another one. And I'm like, okay, no, I want my cat.
I'd say, I got your cat. Can I see your other cat? You know what I'm saying?
I thought that's where it was going to go.
That's where all the calls were.
I'm desperately searching for Lulu.
Oh, well, see, even with that. thank God her name, the cat's name wasn't Gina, for God's sakes. Paige?
Oh, my God.
Straighten up. What
I'm
are you,
straight.
What are you working
as
on?
As I can be today. Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk about your biggest waste of time next in your Rise Guys headlines. If you do this, you're not the only person on the planet, because we all waste time.
Let me read one more. My mom used to tell me that my childhood dog ran away. I found out at age 27 that she actually gave him to a coworker because she was sick of him digging up her flower beds.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
Morning, everybody.
That's trauma.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid grand touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers in select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery for comparison purposes only. Actual range will vary based on several factors.